Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 227 of the Pixelated Sausage Podcast for Thursday, July 30th, 2015. I'm your host, Mark Kuznez, and you know what I'll be talking about on this here episode? The same thing I talk about on every single episode as of late. So, of course, I'll be covering some anime. I don't think it's called Volume with Ping Pong the Animation, which I finished, and I just have a few things to talk about it, so I won't go too in-depth with that. I ended up loving it, and I just felt like I was a bit too critical of the story last episode, just because I really feel like I was trying to find something negative to say about it, just because I didn't want to overly gush about it. In part because it seems like it's one of the hot shows to be super into. Like, it's almost cliche to love it, even though it deserves the love. But I'll get into that a little bit more later on. I started watching Free, Eternal Summer, or whatever the subtitle is. The swimming anime. Which is basically the one, you know, it's like, oh, we always get fan service for boys, you know, with the big boobies and panties. So how about we have a show where guys are shirtless all the time and we're talking about all their various muscles? Like, well, my best asset is my pectorals, or mine are my trapezoids or whatever. I don't know what muscles are called. I exercise and I don't know what any of the muscles are called because I don't exercise for the best reason. No reason to get into that. I did play some Mortal Kombat, so I'll talk about that. And other stuff. This is a crazy weekend in two ways. I'm not going to either, so it's not going to be crazy for me. But both Gen Con and Lollapalooza are happening. So it may be completely meaningless to some people or a lot of people who don't live anywhere near either event. But for me, Lollapalooza happens not exactly in my backyard, but I live in Chicago. Lollapalooza happens in Chicago. So that's a thing. And I haven't been there in years because just how much the ticket prices have gone up since when I went, just the percentage wise, it's ridiculous. And I in no way have any interest in paying that much for a ticket. Yeah. But then there's also Gen Con going on over in Indianapolis. The big old tabletop convention, the biggest one in the States. And while I actually have a pass for that, I don't have it with me. I would have to pick it up there. I'm not going because I don't particularly have any desire to be there for more than a day or two. And that's mainly because I'm not at all these conventions, and especially at like Gen Con, I'm not really an event goer. To have no interest in going and LARPing or doing much of anything that's going on there. I would be interested in a Dungeons and Dragons type of thing, but I really just kind of want to play Dungeons and Dragons with my friends, with people I know, playing with people I don't know. Also, because I have very little experience with that, I wouldn't want to drag any of that type of event down. And of course there is just general tabletop gaming that I could do there, but I don't know. Tabletop gaming with me is something that I still love, but I focus on either solo games, don't really feel like talking about them because I don't think a lot of people care that much about that, or two-player games, in large part because I find the community to be still so very isolated. They're not super open. They're kind of just happy with who all's in it. And that's kind of disheartening. They're not the most welcoming. Not to say they're And this, it doesn't go for all tabletop gamers, of course. But there, I just feel, from my experience covering them and talking with publishers and all this jazz, is that they're not the most open-minded people in terms of just letting people in. They're kind of just like, I'm happy with where I'm at. I'm happy with, you know, the people who are already playing. I don't need more people joining the industry in terms of being fans or creators or all this jazz. And I think there is a similar kind of, not mentality, but sort of size-wise or exposure with the community of anime fans, in that they're both still fairly small and not the most, it's not like comic books or video games that are much more, I don't even want to say accepted, but just, it's like, oh, everyone's doing that, right? Everyone's into comic books now with the movies and all that jazz, and everyone plays video games, from your mom on her iPad to even your grandmother on her iPad, all you playing Candy Crush, is probably not a thing anymore. But with anime, I just feel like while it's still the smaller tight-knit community, they're much more open to bringing in new people. And they're, while I think the tabletop community overall, from my experience, is more just happy being where they are and not seeking to expand the community, I feel like from my experience with anime fans, so many of them are reaching out to interact with other fans, reaching out to try and get other friends or other people interested in anime in general or the specific anime. I just feel like there's much more of a, I want to share this love of mine with other people. And with tabletop gaming, it just feels more like I enjoy this, and I know people and have friends who enjoy this. I don't need more. I'm good. No more. I'm cool with it. Which is one of the reasons why I kind of pulled back on all that. And also, there was a very negative reaction. It's not a reaction, but my site's name. The companies weren't so accepting of it in the tabletop industry. And also, there's a very negative thing going on with tabletop gamers. Some, not all, like I've said before, being very, like, either kind of hesitant, but also just negative. They're not the nicest when it comes to people from the video game community. So, like, I've covered video games for a much longer time. Like, it's like coming into their hood. Like, I'm invading them, and it's like, no, get out of here. So, yeah, that's all that. And, you know, the more recent huge intake of anime was basically because I watched anime here and there, but I never got too into it. And a large part of it is I really had this one, I watched certain anime and just never looked at it as anime, like Pokemon, Digimon. I just was like, whatever, that's Pokemon, Digimon. That transcends all this stuff, especially Pokemon. In the same way, I never looked at Pokemon as a JRPG. And then a friend told me, he's like, hey, do you like JRPGs? I'm like, nah, not really. I don't play them at all. He's like, do you play Pokemon? I play all of them. I have them all. I love Pokemon. Well, that's a JRPG. I'm like, oh, you're right. I'm an idiot. But where was it? Oh, yeah, with anime, one, I've watched, you know, I never got too into it, but also, I think I've gone over this, is that, like, part of it being not knowing where to go to get it, because I don't do the illegal thing, so I never really took the time to look for sites like Crunchyroll and all that jazz. And I always, I mean, it's still the case, knew that purchasing anime is, for the most part, unless it's a very, very mainstream thing, it's still a very expensive hobby. You can find sales and whatnot, but it's much more expensive than other, you know, if you just watch regular TV series, you know, the way it's broken up into, say, 7-episode chunks at times, or, you know, even just 13-episode chunks. Also, I just couldn't get past my really, really negative reaction to early anime with Dragon Ball Z and Sailor Moon, and just that I kind of want to go back to Dragon Ball Z, starting with Dragon Ball minus the Z, just for the story. But for both those shows, what turned me off is the art. I could not, and I still don't, especially Sailor Moon, I think it's just, I don't know the new series, if it looks any better, if it just is more high res, but still the same ugly style. But I just could not get into any of that. But I think I could maybe, I think the whole Dragon Ball thing could probably work for me at this point, because it's not the same, but I've fallen in love with Ushio Totoro and its old school style. But yeah, so I don't know where I was going with any of that, but this has been a really, really extended intro, so I'm gonna go ahead and shut up now and get on with the anime, starting with probably what you'll hear next is me talking about Free, because I'm all about them pectoral muscles and the breaststroke. Oh yeah, breaststroke. Butterfly, fly away. What's that song? You're my butterfly, sugar baby. Come my lady, come my lady. That's a terrible song. What is going on?
It's a ninja! Shing.
So, I started watching Free, Eternal Summer. And I only realized just now, literally just now, that subtitle isn't just a subtitle. It's technically, they might as well just say, instead of Eternal Summer, Season 3. And I have not watched Season 1 or 2. And now I'm annoyed, because now I'm going to stop watching this and go back. Because as I've been watching it, I've watched 6 episodes. So I'm about halfway through or so. And I've felt a bit confused. I felt like I'm a bit out of the loop. One, I got the idea in my head that this was like a funny haha comedy, and it's not. If it is supposed to be super funny, I'm not seeing that at all. It feels much more like a bromance show that is way more of a soap opera than anything else, which isn't bad. I just kind of was caught off guard by it. It's really well animated. The swimming, especially, is awesome to watch. But now knowing that I've been watching the 3rd season, it really kind of, it honestly kind of pisses me off. And this is something I hate with anime, is when they don't just say season 3 or series 3 or whatever to make it very, very obvious that this is not. And, you know, because all I remember doing was searching Free in the search bar and getting this. And just assuming that this was the first one. Because I didn't know they did that, the whole subtitle thing. And the same, like, it's like with The World God Only Knows, I think you have season 1, season 2. And then season 3 is just subtitled Goddesses. Whoa, okay. Then there's the whole, what is it, Baka Morigatari or whatever it is. I'm not sure what it's called, but it's a series that I've been recommended, and I keep meaning to go to it, but I keep forgetting which one I have to start with, because it is a series that I believe comes in 3 parts, 3 seasons, and they're all different in terms of, it's all something Monogatari. And that's annoying. It's like, what? Just pick a freaking name and then just say season 1, 2, 3. Make it easy. Don't add this complication. It's like having, I mean, this is not only with anime. You look at books and you have Harry Potter and the whatever, the Sorcerer's Stone, the Chamber of Secrets, the Deathly Hallows, whatever, and you look at them, and if you don't really know, I'm sure they say somewhere on there, they may even be numbered on the spines. I don't know, because I've never read Harry Potter, whatever, that's not important. But that, too, is you look at it, and you might just buy one randomly at a bookstore, a used bookstore or something, and not unknowingly end up in the middle of it, though I think most people know. Well, actually, no, I can't remember what I think. Is it the Sorcerer's Stone or is it the Chamber of Secrets? I don't know which one's the first one either, so I can't remember. I got it as a gift and never read it. So, good on me. But yeah, well animated. The characters, for the most part, they all seem fairly. I'm just so. Because I was like, I'm going to get prepared to talk about this on the show. Let me just look it up. And then I saw that there was, on my list, Free. Then there was, like, I think Free Something 2 or whatever. And then Free Eternal Summer. And I'm like, son of a biscuit! I did not watch this. I watched the third season, didn't I? Isn't that, that's what I've been doing. No wonder I felt like there was some information that I'm out of the loop with, that I've kind of just jumped, that I've dived into this anime without knowing things that I should know. Son of a biscuit. Son of a biscuit. So many biscuits. But yeah, I like I said, I think it's really well animated. Especially the swimming part. And if you want to see a bunch of shirtless guys, this is definitely for you. Because that's, I don't want to say that's rare, but so often we have the shows with so much fan service for boys and not enough for the girls. And in this case, well, I mean, boys could be into this too, and girls can be into, you know, whatever. There aren't enough shows that really focus on the male, the typical male physique. So that's good for people who are into that. Bit slice of lifey in a way. It seems very soap opera-y, and I don't find it particularly funny. So if it's supposed to be a rip roaring comedy, it definitely fails at that. But I think if it's a show that's supposed to be about the bond and friendship and all that you have with your teammates and your friends, but mainly with like your teammates, I think it does a good job with that, even though I did jump into it like way too far into the series. I still think it does a good job with that. And it does a good job with the sport itself, with swimming, with animating it accurately and showing it and all that jazz. I'm a fan of swimming, so now I just need to stop watching what I've been watching and go back to the beginning, and hopefully this, I'm hoping that I haven't seen something during these first six episodes that will end up ruining something for me in the first two seasons. Hopefully it doesn't. I'm not sure if I should wait and try to forget some of it, or have it not be so fresh on my mind before jumping into the series proper. But yeah, I'm just still what the hell? Why'd you do this to me and not just say your name is season 3, you piece of poopoo dupehood. Ugh. Oh my god, this is the worst. But Free is not too bad. God almighty, I feel... I know it's my fault, but still, it hurts. It hurts so much. I've drowned in the third season, and I could have had my life raft of the first and second season. But I'm drowning. I know I'm melting. I haven't watched Wizard of Oz forever. Now I kind of just want to watch that. But maybe I should watch Oz the Great and Powerful, since that technically comes first. Oh, snap. Never seen it. Stupid free season 3. Why can't you just be season 3? Dumb.
Insane Ninja! Shing!
I've added one more series to my currently watching series of the summer season, which puts me at 28, I believe. And like I said before, not all of these series that I'm watching are good. Some are downright bad. And just based off the first episode, the one I just started watching, I would almost drop immediately. It's sort of like Classroom Crisis, which I don't like, but I've still been watching it. I haven't watched the latest episode, but yeah, I did not like that series, and it has not gotten any better. But the new show I just watched, there I go, show series again. I like show better, even though I don't think it works, technically speaking. Well, at least it doesn't work as well as series does. The new series I just started watching is Kusen Madoshi Kuhose no Kyoken, which is the Sky Wizards Academy, which is an anime about a world where, I guess, giant bugs, I don't know if they've taken over or there's just a battle between them and humans, and this academy it teaches, and its students are people who, for the most part, I think about 90% of them are these wizards, and then the 10% are the normals, or the naturals, I think they were called, battle these giant bugs to protect humanity, or something like that. My big problem with the first episode is that a good third of it, or maybe even half of it, I did not keep track of how much of the plot and all that this was, but it's all about this main character, this guy, Kanata Ajay, I don't know what his name was, but the main dude being a pervert, even though he's not a pervert, just being in these situations, and I can understand why he would be looked at as a pervert for the last two encounters, one where he's cleaning off his pants by a sink, so he's pantsless while kind of, and he's interacting with one of the girls, and then he goes later into a bathroom to clean his pants, and he somehow accidentally went to the girl's bathroom. So there, I can understand why he could be accidentally labeled as a pervert by those people. But the first encounter, which started it all with this dumb redhead, was so stupid, made no sense, and she was just one of the most annoying characters. It was like, there haven't been many characters who have turned me off as quickly as she did. What happens is, he's walking to his assignment, and she's running, not really paying attention. She has a piece of toast with jam on it, and she falls into him. I don't know who ends up on top, you know, because there's always somebody who ends up on top when people run into each other. I don't know if she drops it or if she gets shoved there. Her piece of toast ends up jam side down on his pants, on his crotch specifically. And she's going on about how it's all his fault because that they ran into each other. It's his fault for ruining her breakfast, her toast, and her jam. And that the placement and all that makes him a pervert. And that everything's his fault, even though it's all her fault. She was just so annoying. And I was watching this episode wondering what the hell I was watching. Because I'm just like, this is about bugs, right? And I'm just hearing pervert, 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 pervert. This just, there's so much. I'm assuming it's not going to be all pervert, 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 pervert accusations for for the entire series, and that was just sort of this, like, let's have a fun, kooky little introduction to the characters, since these three girls who think this random stranger they don't really know is a pervert ends up being their teacher, or their, like, leader of their squad, because they're the worst squad they've lost every single time in training, or I don't know what the hell's going on exactly. Because also they're like, let me tell you a little bit about the world in the 15 or 30 seconds after the credits. That's when they tell you about the world. The series, the actual show, is about pervert, 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 pervert. And then we'll give you information, exposition at the end. It's just, I did not like it at all. I really didn't expect much of anything out of it. And I got what I expected, I guess. I would say it's not as bad as Crisis or Classroom Crisis, just because Classroom Crisis is so dreadfully boring, and this is at least, it engages my brain to the degree of me being like, what is this stupid crap I'm watching? Where Classroom Crisis is just like, my mind shuts off and I'm dead inside. I watched the second episode of, I'm done with that stupid show, if you didn't already realize it. I watched the second episode of Gakko Garashi. I don't know, whatever. The School Live, I will spoil it now if y'all haven't watched it since the last episode, because now, I mean, it's been out for 3 or 4 episodes now, and I mentioned it last show, and if you didn't check it out by now, you don't care enough, and I was spoiled, like I said before. The whole zombie world show that follows these girls who have holed up in the school. I may have actually watched the third episode, too. I actually think I did. Which might be telling of how I feel about the show. We're getting so much of the backstory and, like, how we got to where we are. And that's fine in the first 3 episodes. I'm okay with that in 3 episodes. But if it does not start moving forward, if it keeps focusing on the past and then next 9 or however many episodes are left in the season, I'm gonna keep watching it, because I've made that commitment to just watch everything that's brand new except Free, because I'm a dumbass. Well, you'll know already about that, but I'm not gonna be liking it if I keep just getting so much of the past and nothing of what's currently happening. I want the present and the future, and I don't need any more of the past. I'll take flashbacks every now and again, but I don't want so much of it to be focused on that. I mean, they're done in flashbacks at this point, but still, it's like over half of the episode either was or felt like it was a flashback, and I just did not. I'm good now. I got what's going on. Let's deal with what is going on now, and don't tell me more about what's going on. Let's just deal with it. I finally caught up with Ore Monogatari, which I was just 2 episodes behind, and I think the last episode just came out. And I, of course, like I've said, I'll still be watching it, but I think I may have hit my wall with that show. The last 3 episodes have not been that great for me. I've not been that invested in them. And it's not because they added this this other character who got into Takeo and actually liked him. That didn't bother me. Because I felt like the show needed some conflict, and that was some conflict, but it's not been that interesting. It hasn't been that engaging. It's been kind of somewhat stagnant, and I think we're about 3 quarters of the way through, so Hopefully it'll have a strong finish, but as of right now, I'm not excited to watch it. When I hear or when I see a new episode's coming out, I'm not like, yes, can't wait to watch that. And that's sad, but I kind of felt like that was going to happen just because I'm someone who believes you can't do lovey-dovey throughout. Because nothing is lovey-dovey throughout. Nothing is always that way. And they've had their moments where it's like, oh, where they have moments of doubt or stuff like that. But for the most part, it's just this really lovey-dovey nonsense. And I'm like, come on. And I honestly hope, and I know most people, if not all people, will not agree with me in this. I hope the series ends with them breaking up. I'm assuming this is based on a manga. Not sure if that's complete or whatever. So I don't know how that ends, if it has already ended, etc. But I would love it if this series ended with them breaking up. Because I just want that to happen. It would be more real. And also, it's not that I don't buy them. I just don't. I think they're just caught up in the whole first love thing, and that's what's going on. But yeah, I've kind of fallen off of Ore Monogatari, and I'm no longer in love with my love story. The show that's really grown on me, kind of in a weird way. And it's a short, it's like 4 minutes, I think. Bikini Warriors is so ridiculous, and it somewhat speaks on like video game cliches and stuff. And like your typical RPG and like dungeon crawly type of systems and everything. I'm trying to remember exactly what the last episode was, but the one before that, they were basically like, we're the champions, so we can just go into everyone's houses and steal what we can, just take whatever we want because we're the champions. We're gonna save everyone, and it reminded me of like everyone who plays the Elder Scrolls games. They just go into, or Fallout, they'll just go into every house. It makes more sense in Elder Scrolls since people actually live in those houses, but they'll just go in the houses and they'll just take everything. Because that's, you know, just like, whatever, who cares? No, it doesn't matter. There's no consequences. And then they get consequences at the end of that particular little episode. And that was, I enjoyed that, and I was surprised that it went there. Because it definitely has its fan service elements with the whole fact that they're all in bikinis. But it's actually has a bit of cleverness to the actual writing and all that, so that's surprising, and I'm surprised by it. I'm surprised that it ended up being surprising. And I did want to just touch on Ping Pong the Animation, which I finished, and animation wise I still love it. I do just want to say, and I talked about this a bit in the intro, is that I do think the story is actually quite good. And I feel like I did poo-poo on it more so than it deserved, because I was just trying to find something to poo-poo on, to take a little doogie on. but the story, I thought, especially after the sixth or so episode when, was it Nepeko? He decides to return and play ping pong again. Then the story gets really a lot more interesting and a lot more heavy and emotional. And you see how Pekko affects everyone around him and kind of brings out, I guess you could say maybe the best, or it might be more accurate to say the true side of everyone through ping pong, with playing him. And yeah, it's a really well done anime, and I highly, highly, highly recommend checking it out. I think you don't have to be interested in ping pong, you don't have to care about sports, because it has that, but that's just sort of the what is the term? It's just the thing they use, the catalyst. No, that's not right. It's just what they use to get their story across. And I also really like it because I can relate so much to Smile, because I am this kind of emotionless person who I don't smile, and you don't really see me being very expressive. And I also wear the same type of glasses, and I do the whole pushing them up the bridge of my nose thing all the time. And yeah, I'm always a fan of characters who are very they're just kind of blank slates. It's like Suna in Ore Monogatari, who I love. It's my favorite character on that show. But yeah, Ping Pong the Animation is a great anime that everyone should watch. And yeah, also, last thing I want to say, haven't watched it yet, but there's a new episode of the whole Pillow Boys show, so I can't wait to get my Makara no Danshi on. Oh yeah, it's probably gonna be super creepy and weird. But yeah, that's pretty much all I've been watching since the last episode. I'm sure I've probably watched some other series, but those are the ones that really stick out that I can think of off the top of my head. So yes, that will do it for the anime roundup of this year episode.
Insane Ninja! Shing!
Game-wise, I haven't played that much, really. I have finally opened up Mortal Kombat X and played a bit of that. And that's not too bad. It's very pretty. There's a fairly large cast of characters included with the game. And it seems to be fairly... control-wise, it definitely seems like there's a lot for people who want to get into it in depth, and it's still a fairly easily accessible fighter. And there seems to be quite a bit of modes for those who are interested in doing things a little differently. I don't know where I'm going with any of this, because I haven't played that much. I didn't try the story out yet. I joined whatever faction that Sub-Zero is the leader of, because Sub-Zero is my boy. He is my bro. Played a few matches, and then I tried out Test Your Luck or whatever it is. The one where you just get random modifiers, and that's kind of fun. I only played one match, but I really like what that mode is throwing out, and just getting these random modifiers that could be, you know, your touch is freezing, or everyone has more health, or other such nonsense. And I tried out that character, one of the new characters, the one that is the giant big dude and like the little girl that hangs on one of his shoulders or whatever. And that was, I really like the design of that character. I think it's just an interesting thing to have this big lumbering guy and then this little tiny girl on him that he can throw and use as a weapon and stuff like that. Very interesting. But it definitely seems like it's, while there is room for people who want to get really in-depth with the controls, that it's definitely made in mind to be accessible. When you have the X-ray moves, all you have to do is hold the two triggers, and they have more complicated fatalities, but they also have the easy ones, which are just like, hold this trigger and press this button, and automatic fatality. So anyone can do a fatality. You don't have to remember some crazy combo. But of course, if you're at that point in the game, or if you know it's finish him, finish her, you can just pause the menu and find out what button prompts you need to do for the more elaborate fatalities. And I'm not sure if it's the case with all characters, but it seems like each character has quite a few fatalities, so that's nice, you know, just because that means you won't be seeing the same thing over and over and over again. But I am excited to play some more of it. I've heard the story isn't as good as the last game, but if it's decent enough, I mean, when it comes to fighting games, there's not really any genre, any other franchise that comes close to what Mortal Kombat throws out there in terms of the story. So yeah, it's not too shabby. Other than that, still playing that stupid Dragon Windows phone and Windows, well, Windows proper desktop game. It's horrible. And I don't think that many people played because I ended up at number 2 in the leaderboard in the last weekly thing. And speaking of Windows, why can't I? I'm still waiting for my copy of Windows 10 to start installing whatever. I don't. They're trickling it out. And I guess there are so many people. Since it's free, of course, everyone's going to be like, yeah, sign me up. But I feel like I said, yes, I want my free upgrade so long ago when they like first opened it up for you to be able to just say, when it comes out, I want it. So just give me it because I really do want it. And I'm excited to mess around with the Surface 3 when I get my hands on that soon. But yeah, I'm trying to think. I also, just because I was looking at my collection, and actually that's not even the game there, that's Shrek the Third, so I just happened to think that was because I couldn't see it from that angle. I was thinking about Splinter Cell Blacklist and how I never actually played a single second of it, and I kind of want to go back. I kind of want to hit a lot of my backlog, specifically my 360 collection, and I'm thinking about doing that. So if anyone has suggestions for games I should play, just throw them out there on Twitter or email or comment or any of that jazz, which you'll get all that information at the end of the show, because I may have already played what y'all recommend, but there's also a good chance that I haven't, and there's a very good chance that I own anything you would throw out there. So let it rip, let it ride. I don't know. Also some few PS3 games as well I wouldn't mind looking into. I didn't like the demo, but I own it, and why not just play Beyond Two Souls to see what's going on all up in that thing. Yeah, that's pretty much it game wise I've just been trying to figure out what I want to play, and therefore haven't played much. I need someone to help me out in that case. Yep, that's it. Nothing too crazy this week or this episode. Just some Mortal Kombat. I'm actually kind of excited or interested in playing the last Skylanders game, which I picked up for super cheap. So finally might try that out soon. I don't know. I'm trying to think of what's coming out. Well, yeah, Rare Replay. Super excited for that. Can't wait. That's coming out next week, and that's not something I should be like, I can't wait to play all these 20-year-old games. So please recommend me something new. Just whatever it is, I don't care. Just please give me something to play, and if I have it and haven't already played it, I will play it based on your recommendation alone. I promise. No matter what it is, even if I don't think I would like it, or even if you are a jerk and say, hey, why don't you go finish Vampire Rain already, I'll be like, you're a terrible person, but a promise is a promise. I'm gonna go kill myself right now as I play Vampire Rain, because vampires never die, so that doesn't make any sense. Okay, moving on. Goodbye, video games and horses. And I don't know. Horses. Speaking of horses, I kind of want to play Red Dead Redemption again. But since I've already played it, I don't want to waste time playing that when there are so many games I haven't played. But you know what they should do? Is come out with a new Red Dead game. Am I right or am I right? Or give me a new gun, because Gun, criminally underrated. Such a fantastic game. So good. Okay, now I'm officially done. Cowboy.
And that will do it for this here episode of the Pixelated Sausage Podcast. Once again, I am your host, Mark Kuznez. Y'all can find me on Twitter and Instagram at PXSausage. The site is, of course, pixelatedsausage.com. The show can be found on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, SoundCloud, YouTube, wherever you feel like listening to it. And if you haven't already, it actually would be greatly appreciated if you subscribed, rated, and reviewed the show on iTunes, because that really does help out more than you might think. And if you are into video games, I do record a podcast every other week called Pixelated Radio with a group of fine fellas. And yeah, that's all about the video games and definitely worth checking out. And one of my fellow co-hosts from that show does a show about racing. So if you're into cars that go really fast, you should check out Sports Car Unleash at scunleashed.com. That is, of course, on iTunes, as are all the shows mentioned. And, yeah, if you have any questions, comments, rants, I don't know what, you can leave a comment on the post. You can tweet at me, going tweet, 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 tweet. Or you could email the show directly at psp@pixelatedsausage.com. Or, yeah. Do whatever you want. I don't know. Find out where I live through the internet and throw a brick through my window. Please don't do that. But if you have any questions, etc., I'd love to hear them. And so I bid y'all farewell for now and hope y'all have a lovely rest of the day. And I look forward to letting you hear me talk in the future. And I hope y'all look forward to that too. So cheers, and let loveliness find its way into your day.
Lærer meg fra frakastet, hvor du glemte jeg et vis som du gerde, hvor du må tenke at valde sær så ikke hvor du finner du ikke før noen farde. Farðu Farðu Þetta maður mín Elska mín Maður mín Lirat kussu bar mér Því sem þú gerir hvað þú Núna sjáðu því sem ég mun gera hvað þú Hjartan skal deyja aldrei hvað þú En þú ekki hjörtu farðu 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 Þetta maður mín Elska mín Maður mín Let it kiss you bad, let it kiss you bad, man.